So, okay, enough. Sit down. So inside of this, where we find ourselves in this day-to-day struggle to get ahead. I mean, that is the goal, you understand, right? The goal isn't to survive. I mean, it is. But there's a hierarchy of needs. At some point, me and you have to decide. I like using the Middle Ages examples where you have a king and a kingdom. Garrett White from the Warrior's Way uses the example of a kingdom and a king in his work, and I enjoy his work. It's good work. If you haven't read his book, The Warrior's Way, I would highly recommend it. He charges $99 for the book, but it's pretty good. And it's cool to buy a book from someone you follow on Instagram and continue to follow them. They try to upsell you, but I didn't do the upsell, but I did enjoy the $99 book, The Warrior's Way. And in it, Garrett uses an example of a king and a kingdom, and I like that because that's how I see myself. So every day I'm battling forces of this universe to keep what is mine. Not only to keep what is mine, but to expand what is mine. Because the very definition of life is expansion. If you burn down a forest, what happens? It comes back greener. The forest comes back bigger than before. It's in nature. Your natural state is expansion. You are supposed to have more than you need. Why? Why? Because your life is about more than you. And so if you're broke, the real question is, why are you so greedy? Do you not understand that you are the king or the queen of the empire? And that you first have a duty to the castle. You can't run very well. You can't manage the kingdom very well if your house is messed up. Could we agree on that? And so as the king or the queen, your job is to defend the kingdom. And that starts at home, defending the king in the castle. Your house, your base of operation, the foundation. And the foundation's built upon three principles. There's three keys to success. It is stupidly simple. And you have to touch each and every one of these three simple things every day in order to be considered successful. Health, wealth, mindfulness. These all three have to be touched and caressed and internalized and understood and become part of the fabric and the pattern of your life. You're the king, you're the queen, no fucking exceptions. You have a duty. And so far, you tell me, how have you done? How do you fight foreign wars if you don't have any money in reserve? How do you defend the castle if you don't have any weapons to deploy? There's no troops, no training. How does the king or the queen run the kingdom if they can't make money? So the king can't just sit in the castle, drink beer, play fucking Minecraft. The king and the queen can't take off every Saturday and Sunday because it's their role to hold the kingdom together so the people who live with you, the people you're in charge of, the people you're supposed to influence, so that it will fall off your table, that just being in the same room with you brings prosperity. That's what the science of getting rich talks about. You can't be with me for more than an hour without being confronted to the fact that you have not made enough money and you have not built enough wealth and you have not committed yourself to the process to the level in which you should have. I rarely stand in presence of men who have. But I know some. I know some men who make what I've done look like nothing. And that's why I get up every day and do what I do. People say, well, Gerald, if I had $3 million, shit, I'd be done. Yeah, that's why you don't have it. That's why you don't have it. Because the people who have it don't think like that. And the moment you stop thinking like that, the money comes to you easily. It's all around you. It's called the money flow. It's everywhere. There's money everywhere. Banks will just give it to you. Here's the crazy part. Here's the crazy part about real estate. People don't care if you're black or white or a single mom or Hispanic or anything. They don't care. They're going to check their little, your little fucking credit score in their computer, and they're going to look over at your checking account, and they're going to look to see, do you have a job? And they're going to say, yeah, you can have it. That's the barrier. And yet nobody builds a kingdom. And the 93% work for the 7. And the 7 wake up. Now, Robert Kiyosaki doesn't say it that way. Robert Kiyosaki says that the rich don't work for money. We're saying the same thing. Jesus said it's better to give than to receive. You say, what does that have to do with it? Last time I checked, in order to give, you have to have. See, that give to get is a scheme. But Jesus taught, what do? You want more? Give. Doesn't mean just give money. It means give your time. It means give to your employees. Give to your fucking employer. Work longer than they pay you for. Do more than you're asked. Be a better father than you're supposed to. And fast, and then live on the rest. That's the formula. There's 3 keys to a successful life. Health. You need to exercise. If you don't, you'll die. You don't need to go any deeper than that. If you don't exercise, you're dead. The 4 D's are what are the most likely thing to destroy your wealth. Death, divorce, disease, and disinterest. Lizard mind, I call it. Too fucking stupid to keep your attention. See, some people are too dumb. No matter what, I'm sorry, they're just born dumb. And there's some people born smart, and they're just really smart. And guess what? Both of them can get rich. Dumb fuckers can get rich, and really smart fuckers can get rich. Guess what? Really smart people can be broke, and really dumb people can be broke. Wealth has nothing to do with being smart or dumb. It's taking certain actions. The book's called Think and Grow Rich. Think! You need to be smart to think? No. You just find a path. You find a path, and you fucking map it. And you make your life fit as close to it as possible. Like results. And if you take like actions, produce like results. The map. Oh, the key. Health. Wealth. Mindfulness. So every day you do some exercise. I don't care what it is, do something. And every day you study your money. What is your net worth? Every day, fucking track it. How much are you worth? Look. See, there's a principle. What you think about comes about. What you focus on grows. You don't know your net worth because you don't give a shit about how much money you have. Period. You don't care. Now you're wondering why you're broke. Because you don't care. The moment you care, you'll think about it. I check my stocks 10 times a day. I have for 18 fucking years. Guess what happened? They went up. They went up. I go to my own real estate site and look at every fucking house every day. Why? Because what you think about comes about, and what you focus on grows. I'm trying to get to 25. How the fuck do I get to 25 if I don't think about houses? How do I accumulate 50 dividend stocks paying me $1 million worth of them, paying me $100,000+ a year? How the fuck do I do that if I don't think about stocks? And so the financial advisor would tell you this. Oh, excuse me, Mr. Investor. Here's what I'd like you to do. If you could just, maybe put 10% of your income. 10% is just enough, because it's just enough that you will have 90% to go fucking blow. And 10% actually won't build any real wealth for you. And this will keep you working till you're 70 years old. And the whole time, we can charge you fees the whole way through. And we will live in skyscrapers and have private fucking jets. And you won't. Bye-bye. And that's your big investment plan. And you got a 401k and you don't even have a clue what it's invested in. You have no fucking idea what that fund is. Or who's the fund manager? Or where did he go to college? Where did he get his degree? Does he have a PhD in economics? What is their investment philosophy? You have money in something, you can't even explain the fucking scheme. Can't even explain it. Don't even know what it was. Couldn't pitch me on it if you had to, because you don't even know what it is. And then you wonder, I don't have any money. Yeah, no shit! Well, see, there's a different way. Some families held it down for a long time. Why do you think the Rockefellers have been rich and they're still rich? Not all of the families can say that. Where's the Carnegie family? You know, where'd they go? We saw what happened to the Hiltons. Walmart family still, Sam Walton still rich. Still a billionaire, he's been dead a long time. Richest families don't conduct their finances like normal Americans, where they send their money away to people they don't know who are doing what they don't have no clue and understanding. You understand retirement. Retirement was not created for you. Retirement was created for them. It wasn't made for you. Lions don't retire. Kings who run kingdoms don't retire. You hold that shit till you die, and then the new king takes over. But no, they hooked us up to a different thing. They hooked you up where they're going to give you the fucking plan. Here's the plan, sir. You're going to work till you're 65, and then you're going to draw a check, and you're going to sit home. And you're going to wait to die. That's your plan? Fuck that. That ain't my plan. I'll run my kingdom. I'll decide what percent. Here's what I did sometimes. I invested all of it. The kids didn't like that. Don't care. Kingdom needs it right now. The kingdom is a little bit bigger than your little minor fucking concerns. People say, well, you can't talk like that. Well, I'm king of my empire and I'll talk however I feel like. I mean, are you in charge? Or are your children in charge? Are your mother in charge? Your dad's going to tell you what to do with your money. Your dad, who ain't rich, he's not wealthy. So you take that path, that print, instead of stepping out on your own and running your own kingdom. And so there's three keys to successful life: health, wealth, and mindset. Mindset. You tell me. You want the kingdom of the king, the king of the kingdom, to be nervous? Do you want him to be afraid when the kingdom's under attack? Would you like your king to be scared? Would you like him to take his army and run back to the kingdom and raise up the turf and not defend the land? Is that what you want out of your king? No, nobody looks up to people like that, and yet that's how most people handle their finances. Scared of a little stock market crash. Scared that the housing prices are too high. Any old excuse to do anything but actually invest. People will ask me all the time, my market here is a little bit high, Gerald. What do you think I should do? And I say, how much money do you have? They don't have any. What the fuck is the point of the question? You don't have for either. Because they're out of order. Health, wealth, mindfulness, the three keys to a successful life. Everything else goes into one of these three. So I teach this thing to my employees in these things called the 10 pillars of success. Pillar number one, how you think is everything. Pillar number 10, take full responsibility for everything that happens in your life. You get in a car wreck, your fault, even if they hit you from behind. You shouldn't have left at that time. I'm not the only crazy person teaching this. Gary Vee believes this. It's called full responsibility. It's called fucking radical responsibility. And the Navy SEALs call it total responsibility. It's along the lines the captain goes down with the ship, regardless. Even if the first mate's the one that wrecked it. It's responsibility. It's what makes the universe or God, whatever you want to call it. That's what it makes him or her or whoever. Allah, move. It's what makes them move. When you hold your hand up and say, I'll be responsible. What do you think a fucking landlord is? You think a landlord is something about a money scheme or money changing? No, it's responsibility. It's why there's so few. It's not housing prices are too high. You're scared. You think Donald Trump thinks they're too fucking high? You think he's concerned with criticism? Think he gives a fuck about likes? But they're too high, Joe. No, you just don't have any money. Because you don't have any self-discipline. Because every single thing else in your life is a fucking priority but this. Don't give me that bullshit. See, you wouldn't have the car on fucking payments if this wasn't a priority. You cannot have time or money if you don't invest time and money. Period. You don't have it because you don't invest it. And any other reason, you just broke rule number fucking 10 of the 10 pillars of success. Take total responsibility. And this is why it's hard for me to teach this. Because people can't stomach that. Because that shit is hard to eat. It's hard to eat that you are personally responsible for everything. It's not your parents didn't teach you. Whenever someone says that to me, I want to fucking punch them. Why are you so stupid? Google it. That's what I feel like doing. But you know where that comes from? Radical personal responsibility. Number 10, because my responsibility is so strong that I have a freaking burden. And the burden is called wearing the crown. And it's hard and it's heavy and your fucking neck hurts. But if you don't pick up the crown, if you don't put it on your head, life's a lot easier. Because you can just walk around and say, hey, fuck this, ain't my fault, it's that guy. He's the king, fuck, why didn't he fix it? Why do I gotta fix it? He's the king. That's the moral of the story. Responsibility. You wanna wear the crown? You wanna build a kingdom? Or you just want to pick the fruits and the vegetables and work the fucking land for the king? Because if you want to do that, I'm happy with that too. You can rent from me. You can buy from the companies that I own shares in and provide me with dividends and rents. And you can be on the other side of that trade all day long, because most people are on the other side of that. They're not carrying the heavy burden of the kitten of the crown. But you. Right now, just pick it up. Just pick it up, man. That's all you got to do. Hey, this is Gerald Peters. Thanks for listening to the Science of Getting Rich podcast. As always, if you haven't done a copy of my book, You Don't Have to Die Broke, is available completely free. If you just visit my Instagram page, click the link in the bio, I'd be more than happy to send it out to you too. I also have a free newsletter. It's part of my little stock trading club that I do every Sunday morning. I go live on Instagram. I look at some charts. I look at the S&P 500. I look at four or five stocks that I personally, I'm not recommending them, but I'm personally trading them around the strategy of my second book. It's called The Money Flow. It's kind of like the technical follow-up to the first book, You Don't Have to Die Broke. The second book costs money. If you want to support me or my cause, or understand this newsletter that you can get free, a lot better, and understand my strategy for picking prices that I enter in stocks, you can buy the book there as well. It's only $25 by PayPal. As always, peace.